Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Connor Martin is the mayor of East Hartford. He joins us now. By the way, we got to talk to you more. I mean, you should be coming in and talking to us because you got a lot of stuff going on. I didn't know. Like, I've lived in Connecticut twice, and I'm really more ensconced with politics. I just a listener just alerted me to your grandmother.
Yeah.
You know, my condolences. She passed away in the spring. But
thank
what
you.
A titan in state and local politics.
Yeah, absolutely.
People don't know Marie Kirkley Bay. I mean, that's the proper pronunciation. I mean, did she have anything to do with you getting involved?
No. So I ended up learning more about her after her death than I knew about her when she was alive, especially when it came to politics. I just happened to follow her footsteps without even realizing it. When she was elected, I was extremely young. So
yeah, you
as
were
a young
two
guy,
in the picture,
I was
yeah.
two, right, her first election. Yeah. So, of course, I didn't pay attention to politics. It wasn't until I was a little bit older, but learned so much about her. Happy to see that she's deals with many of the same things I'm dealing with now.
It's hard.
As an elected official, if you have the title, you deal with certain things. So,
well, you have the luxury that she didn't have. You're an executive, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's
exactly.
an important distinction. I think it's tough to be a part of a larger body, although you have challenges. I talked about this with Mayor Jeff Caggiano in Bristol.
Mm-hmm.
2-year term is, it's not, I don't know why we can't just change it, because it's actually not fair. I'm fine with term limitations, but give somebody, not just you, give somebody 4 years to do something.
Yeah, with 2-year terms, you spend 1 year just trying to get settled, get your staff in place, get a routine. The next year, you're already kissing hands again and asking for support.
Yeah.
It goes by so fast. And with government, you know government moves slow. It takes us even just a year to get an agreement done, secure funding. I simply need more time to keep doing what we're doing here in East Hartford.
So you got a race, and, you know, I don't know if we can, on Monday, I mean, it's for fairness, Salima Davis, who you ran against last time.
Yep.
You know, we've been through, this is our 29th town. We know that whether it's, you know, home values being reassessed or what have you, or there's not enough development, taxes are the number one issue right now, obviously,
100%.
Especially with property taxes. And what you're trying to do is you're trying to develop stuff and to give some ease to the property tax.
Yep.
And that's obviously something that the Republicans are coming at you on. Just talk about that situation. There's concern you don't want to develop too quickly, poorly. You know, give us an update on that effort.
Yeah, so you're absolutely right. Property tax reliance, especially in Connecticut, is one of the number one issues, especially in East Hartford. We have one of the higher mill rates. And so you're right. We're aggressively pursuing economic development right now. We have about 11 to 12 major projects, some that I inherited from the past mayor, some that I've put on our plate, to try to even out the tax burden between residents and commercial property. You know, at most, if I can leave here as mayor and stabilize taxes, which means no longer raising them, that would be a success in itself. They've been raised every single year, even before my administration. And so while Salima and I are on different sides of the aisle, I think we all agree that we need to make East Hartford much more affordable. But just like we just talked about, it's going to take time. You can't get it all done in 2 years. Development projects don't come to fruition for 2 to 3, 4 years. And we're in this vicious cycle where we have to make the math work because of how high taxes are here. And so we do give tax abatements. We do give certain incentives like permit fee reductions. And we do that to make the math work, because if we don't and that development doesn't come here, we never get the benefits of that additional tax revenue that we would eventually get when this project is built. So we have to start, we have to incentivize economic development here in East Hartford, or if we don't, we're going to continue to have to raise taxes and rely on our residents to foot that bill.
We're talking with Mayor Connor Martin, mayor of East Hartford, here on Brian and Company. You know, before I was, you know, so close, I live in Windsor. It was awesome. It took me like 13 minutes to get here. But I think of East, you know, East Hartford, I think of, you know, obviously there's Rachel Fear, there's Pratt & Whitney. I used to always drive by the Showcase Cinemas. It was left there forever. And so I don't think about the residential life here enough. And so I'm just curious. And, you know, one of the things, and I'm just looking at the paper because Bill Doak was here, and I'm looking at the Gazette. And, you know, I've seen this in many places with the Republicans, just be fairness, increasing owner-occupied homes.
Yeah.
Why is that term? Because I don't – that's a very, very – pointed term to talk about.
Yeah.
Is it because there's too many rental places or too many apartments or something?
Yeah. And this is something that I've been pushing when I got elected mayor, and that we want to supply housing for all types of residents in East Hartford. East Hartford has 16% affordable housing, and it's due to the amount of apartments we have. We have probably 59% owner occupied. The rest is apartments, right? The problem with that is that it creates a very transient nature in our economy, an instability
in our economy. People put down roots. They don't raise their kids.
Exactly. They don't put them in the schools. They don't spend their money here, right? They're constantly coming in and out. And so owner-occupied housing creates first-time home ownership, grows our grand list, puts these houses on the tax roll, as well as creates a stable economy. So it checks off a number of boxes. And so we're always going to build affordable housing. We would never say no to that. We with the current projects we have right now, we have apartments, we have owner-occupied housing, we have townhomes, we have the Housing Authority developing our oldest Housing Authority site built in the 50s. And so we're building tight housing so that there's no excuse for why you can't live here in East Hartford. So as Republicans kind of state the same things that I've been pushing since the very start of my administration, I agree with them. We do need owner-occupied housing to create a stable economy here in East Hartford.
And I'll bring it to create some, you know, these are the issues as I'm trying to immerse myself
and
in it.
We're on the same page when it comes
and
to
And demand is, you're confident demand's there for all those levels.
Yeah, absolutely. We just built 10 single-family homes on Burnside Ave. These are some of the newest homes we have as a partnership with Habitat for Humanity. All have been secured by East Hartford residents. When we had the sign-up for these houses at the library, we had a line around the block. So the demand is there, and the demand's going to stay there for some time.
Well, I know it's not I talk about this ad nauseum. It's not profitable enough to do like neighborhoods and single-family homes, but that's how you create
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
You grow your community.
Exactly.
So we got to find ways like those pocket neighborhoods they've talked about. Like those things.
That's what Habitat built.
I love that idea. I know it's hard. It has to be through Habitat because from a business standpoint, it's not profitable enough.
Exactly. And Habitat is a very reputable organization. Yeah. They do this all the time. The homes are energy efficient. They hold the mortgages. They're just a different kind of partner. You know, so, but we also have another housing project at an old elementary school that we just torn down. We're going to subdivide that property into 16 to 20 single family lots to build single family homes. And this is the unique problem we have in East Hartford. Our housing stock, which was built in the 40s and 50s during Pratt Whitney's big boom to support the World War II effort, that housing stock reflects the way of life back in the 40s and 50s, right? One person went to work, one person had a car. Yeah. And so families are very different these days. And what we're finding is that our housing stock is incredibly affordable, but it's small.
Right.
So then when people...
It's tiny little ranches and stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. So when people need to expand, we're basically losing them to other towns. So our goal with our housing is how do we build housing so that when you start here in East Hartford, you also grow here and you stay here in East Hartford as well. And so some of these projects are hoping to achieve building bigger lots that could build a bigger home and at least accommodate a bigger family.
So we have less than a minute here with Connor Martin, the mayor of East Hartford. One, journalistic question, then one personal question.
Yep.
Journalistic, what's the deal with this police union situation?
Yeah, so with any contract negotiation, they're always tough, right? There's always a tug and pull. There's always the push and pull, trying to get to a compromise. And so we continue to negotiate, so I can't say too much about it, but I'm confident we're going to get to a mutual resolution. But, you know, just like any contract negotiation, sometimes it becomes contentious, and sometimes you have to, you know, look to the public for support. but there's also the facts that also need to be stated too. So for now, we'll continue to work with our police department, who we value quite a bit, to try to get to a mutual resolution.
What do you love about the town? What do you love about the job?
I love the diversity of this town, and I always say that's an absolute strength of East Hartford. Being the second most diverse town in the state of Connecticut, unlike being in a community where it's predominantly white, black, or Hispanic, you get a mix of all cultures here, and I think it exposes us to different traditions, cultures, people, and I think as people, it makes us a better well-rounded human, right? Because you're exposed to things that are different than you. And so here in East Hartford, you get a little touch of all of it, and I think that's important in today's day.
And you want two more years, huh?
Absolutely. Let's do it.
All right. Mr. Mayor, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it. It's such an interesting place, and I love plugging in and learning about it. So we're thankful for that.
Thanks for covering us. Appreciate it.
Connor Martin, Mayor of East Hartford.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.